Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. Since it is St. Patrick's weekend, we have decided to pay tribute to an Irish-bred winner of an American Classic. In fact, he was Irish-owned, Irish-trained, and had an Irish champion jockey. His name was Go and Go. Foaled on March 2, 1987 at Walter Hefner's Moyglare Stud, a farm so named because it sits near the village of Moyglare, northwest of Dublin, Go and Go was a chestnut colt that Hefner described as 200% Moyglare. The reason? Moyglare had bred not only Go and Go, but also his sire, Be My Guest, and his dam, Irish Edition. Go and Go entered the world just 1 mile down the road from where a colt named Cavan was foaled some 32 years earlier at Owenstown Stud. Cavan would cross the Atlantic to win the Belmont Stakes in 1958, and Go and Go's connections had visions of him doing something similar. That is not to suggest that this was the plan for Go and Go from the outset. Instead, this was a plan which first took shape not against the European backdrop of the Curragh or Epsom Downs, but instead it was an idea which originated on a rainy weekend in Maryland. True to its name, the International Turf Festival at Laurel Racecourse in October of 1989 had lured in a number of European racehorses across the Atlantic for its rich lineup of a half dozen stakes races. And that group of horses included Go and Go, whose connections had shipped him to Maryland for the Grade II Laurel Futurity. But there was a problem. Rain had fallen during the week and had left the turf course soft. As a result, the Laurel Futurity was moved to the dirt, a surface on which Go and Go had never set foot in his life. Trainer Dermot Weld said at the time, "We did not come all this way to scratch, we came to race." And so Go and Go went to the post at odds of 22-1 and faced a field which included local superstar Robin Dancer, winner of 5 of his 7 starts and the 3-2 favorite. And those two colts would kick 10 lengths clear of the field down the stretch and battle to the wire that day in a photo finish. And the winner, by a head, was Go and Go. His connections obviously now knew that Go and Go could run on dirt, and really it came as no surprise. The colt's grandsire was Northern Dancer, winner of 2 legs of the American Triple Crown, while his maternal pedigree was full of accomplished dirt runners in the U.S. Not even an off-the-board finish in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile could discourage Weld or the folks at Moyglare Stud, who shipped Go and Go back home to Ireland at the end of 1989 for a rest. After a 6-month break, Go and Go, now 3 years of age, returned to the races with a win in Ireland in the Minstrel Stakes at a mile at Phoenix Park on May 2, 1990. But it was a 4th-place finish 10 days later in the Group 2 Derby Trial Stakes at Leopardstown, which got Go and Go's connections thinking once again about going back to America for the American Classics. But why? Weld said it had become obvious by this point that Go and Go was not of the caliber to race at a mile and a half on the grass in the Epsom Derby. But a classic distance on the dirt in the U.S., that seemed very much within reach. The Kentucky Derby had already been ruled out a couple of months earlier, but the Belmont Stakes in many ways seemed ideal. It would be a slightly shorter ship to go to New York than to travel all the way to Kentucky, and the 12 furlongs of the Belmont would actually suit Go and Go better than the Derby's 10 furlong distance. The date was June 9, 1990. The little red Irish colt now found himself in New York as the 4th betting choice at 7-1, while Kentucky Derby winner Unbridled would be the post-time favorite. The lineup would also include Wood Memorial winner 36 Red, among others. Go and Go's jockey was Ireland's own Michael Mick Cannan. It was the 122nd running of the Belmont Stakes. Marshall Cassidy with the call.
They approach the top of the stretch, the mile in 36 and 2. 36 Red on the outside of Baron DeVoe. Those two enter the stretch together, but 36 Red again gets the lead. 36 Red leads by a half. Coming on the outside, Go and Go. Go and Go on the outside of 36 Red. They're at the eighth pole together. Go and Go gets the lead. 36 Red on the rail second. Baron DeVoe is third. Then Yonder and Unbridled past 16th pole. And Go wins the Belmont.
With the 7th fastest running in the history of the race, a mile and a half in 2 minutes 27 and 1/5 seconds, Go and Go had won the Belmont Stakes and had done so by a margin of more than 8 lengths. And he had become the 8th foreign-bred horse to win the Belmont and the first since Celtic Ash in 1960. Go and Go would win just once more in his career, an allowance race at Del Mar in the summer of 1991, before his retirement from racing at the end of his four-year-old season. He would then enter the stallion ranks at Waldorf Farm in North Chatham, New York, near Albany. He would remain there and enjoy moderate success as a sire until his passing in the year 2000 at the age of 13, following injuries sustained in a paddock accident. Moyglair Stud Farm manager Stan Cosgrove once said that Go and Go was very active as a foal and even got kicked in the mouth by his dam. Cosgrove said, quote, "He lost a couple of teeth that day, but he still could have eaten stones if he had to. He was tough as nails," end quote. Go and Go was also an Irish bred who did his native country proud and who wrote his own special chapter in the American classics. We remember Go and Go, and we salute him as we wish everyone a happy St. Patrick's Day. Please join me again next week when I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.